It's Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. On the phone, we're checking in with Frank Hannon, guitarist of Tesla. Hey.
Marcy, what's going on? It's good to talk to you again.
You too. It's been too long. So you and the guys, you're on the road. I saw you were at Red Rocks last night. Cool venue.
Yeah, man. We're at Red Rocks, Tesla, and Lynyrd Skynyrd together. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. And it's going to be one for the record books. I was reminiscing last night on stage when Tesla played 30 years ago at Red Rocks, sold out in our heyday, two nights in a row, in 1991 for our Psychotic Supper Tour. And to still be doing it 30 years later, it's just really mind-boggling for me. But anyway, it's good to be back on the road and doing shows again. Looking forward to coming to L.A. here real soon.
Yeah. So you'll be at Five Point Amphitheater with Skynyrd on Friday. What's Tesla's COVID prevention protocol these days?
Well, you know, we went through COVID hell, and luckily none of us died from it. I just lost another friend who died from COVID. And, you know, and this is a real thing, man. You know, people that are anti-vaxxers and all that. You know, I was on that wrong side of that fence listening to all the baloney. But we went through it, and we survived it. And, you know, our friends in Styx and our friends in these bands that have been successfully touring, they've given us some advice that we follow. And, you know, as much as you hate wearing a mask, you just got to do it when you're close to people. And so we're doing that. We're all vaccinated now. And, you know, we're being careful, but we're trying to live our lives, too. So.
Yeah, I know you had a brutal battle with COVID, so.
It was. You know, I want to describe it. You know, because I got some flack from some clown on the internet saying, oh, all you had was the flu. It's all it is the flu. Quit making a big deal about it. And that's the biggest crock. I'm telling you, man, it was a month of hell. It was a hard one. You know, it affects everybody differently. Like I said, unfortunately, sadly, a lot of people are dying from it. But for me, it was like a month-long hangover. Imagine drinking all the tequila and whiskey and smoking a pack of Pall Mall non-filters for 3 days. Imagine that, and then waking up hungover from that for a month. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, no thanks. Well, I'm glad you pulled through. Frank Hannon of Tesla is on the phone with me. He and Tesla, they're going to be at Five Point Amphitheater Friday with Skynyrd. Last time I spoke with you, we talked about Red Voodoo, a new young band you produced. I really like their single Rise Up. They kind of remind me of a young Tesla. Are you still working with them?
Yes, I still produce Red Voodoo. I also produce JT Lux. I'm going to send you his song, new single. And I'm also producing a young artist named Austin Moe. So I work with three young up-and-coming bands as a manager and a producer.
Yep.
And Red Voodoo is kicking ass. They're working with Sammy Hagar. They're going down to Cabo Wabo and playing there in October here in a couple weeks. So, Red Voodoo is... It's kicking butt, and that's right, man. It's been that long since you and I talked. Wow,
I know.
That was in the middle of the lockdown.
Yeah, it was. We still have to do that podcast, too.
We still do, yeah. Well, I know I've been really busy and sidetracked, and what you been doing, man? You've been rocking the airwaves?
Yeah,
How's things been going for you?
Yeah, things are good. Just rolling with things. I traveled a little bit recently. That was kind of weird, getting back on a plane, but, you know, you just have to be smart about it.
Well, you know what? You're on the radio. You're rocking people's worlds, and God bless you, Marcy. That's awesome that you're still kicking butt on the radio waves, and KLOS is still kicking ass.
Kyle, thank you. Always count on you for the kind words. I wanted to ask you, you've got your own production company. You're helping develop new undiscovered talent. There's a lot of debate about the state of new rock. Gene Simmons says new rock is dead, but he doesn't mean there's not, you know, there aren't good new rock bands. Like, his comments based on the business model. But in addition to the artists you're working with, are there any new bands that you're really liking aside from the ones you just mentioned?
Oh, yeah. There's an undercurrent of rock and roll. There's a culture of rock and roll. People still love hearing loud rock and roll guitars and bluesy riffs. I mean, obviously, Dirty Honey is carrying the torch right now.
Yeah, they are.
You know, Greta Van Fleet carried the torch last year, bringing back rock and roll. And, you know, there's the Almond Betts band and Blackberry Smoke is a culture of that southern style rock and roll that's out there. And, you know, it's out there. It's alive. It's a different thing now. And I don't know what Gene Simmons is talking about. Maybe he's still thinking that this is 1982. But, you know, it's just different now. And even with Tesla, we have a brand new single called Cold Blue Steel. In fact, I want to send it to you so you can spin it.
A song for the times, for sure.
All right. It's called Cold Blue Steel. And so even old bands like us or new bands, the way we do it now is we record songs and singles, and we put them out there. And, you know, a lot of people are listening to the radio on their iPhones now. Everything is just more easily accessible. See, whereas back in the day, what Gene Simmons is talking about is when record stores were in business, and we had to, you know, go to a record store in order to get a record. But now you don't have to do that. You just turn on your phone or listen to the radio, you know? So it's just different, that's all.
Yep. Well, you know what? You should send me Cold Blue Steel, but send me the radio edit version.
BS is a swear word. Okay, I didn't realize that. Well, you know what? I will go home next week, and I'll put a bleep in there for you.
Okay, we can do that here. I will definitely throw it on here in a few. I was on your website the other day. I saw a video for your solo song, Ride Strong, and there's that killer silver Ferrari in it. Is it yours?
No, that belongs to a friend of mine, man. I can't afford one of those things. No, my friend Chris let me use his Ferrari in that video, and what's funny is that's the first time I've ever driven a car of that nature.
Oh, really?
And I've never driven a Ferrari before until that video, Ride Strong. And if you watch the video, I have a hard time getting out of that car because it's low to the ground.
It is a nice one, though.
It's a beautiful car, yeah. And it went really fast, and I had a lot of fun making that video.
Yeah.
But again, it's a low rider, man. It's down low, and in order to get out of it, you gotta be a skinny, a young guy. And that ain't me anymore.
So Frank Hannon from Tesla's on the phone with me. The other day I was on TikTok. I love seeing these teenagers posting guitar videos. You're seeing it. A video popped up in my feed of a young kid playing the intro riff to Modern Day Cowboy. That is such a good one. What's your favorite Tesla guitar riff that you've ever written?
Well, you know, I would have to say the song What You Give. It's such a... The acoustic intro is so simple, and it starts with one note that just goes down, 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 down. And when I hit that one note, down, the crowd knows it immediately, and they cheer. They cheer just for the one note.
Yeah.
And so remembering when I wrote the riff, I was alone. I was sad. I was sitting on the couch watching infomercials. My girlfriend had just broke up with me. This is back in 1989. I mean, that riff's been around forever.
Yeah.
That's when I wrote it. And so to have a simple one-note riff that came from a dark place still make people feel good and make thousands of people cheer at a concert, that's pretty wild to me that can happen. So that's my favorite one.
That's a good
Tesla's What You Give.
Yep, that's a good one. I'm going to throw that on. And I'm not big into labels. Tesla did come out in the Age of Hair bands, or hair metal, however you want to put it. You know, people want to call it whatever. VH1 lists Tesla as one of the greatest hair metal bands of all time. I've never thought of Tesla as a hair metal band. I don't know.
The hair metal is the name of the decade. The 80s is the hair metal era. But thank you. I appreciate you not thinking of it that way, because really our songs didn't really fit into that category lyrically. You know?
Yeah. Opposite of a Poison or a Firehouse.
I love those bands. Don't get me wrong.
Too.
Those
guys
are our friends of ours. And you know, they're really great. The party anthems, you know, girls, 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 and all that stuff. But we were writing songs that were kind of more about songs from the heart, you know, like What You Give or Hang Tough, you know, songs of encouragement. But we did come from the 80s, and the 80s were a lot of fun. And most of us in our band still do have some hair. So
you have very nice hair, Frank. You've got very nice hair.
It's the Italian blood, I think, you know, that gives you the thick hair.
The thick locks.
My grandpa's Italian.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But we were very lucky. You know, we came out in the late 80s, so we caught the tail end of the 80s hair metal thing, and then we caught the beginnings of grunge. But none of it really affected us, because Tesla fans are our own group of people. So we're lucky for that.
Well, Frank, you and Tesla will be at Five Point Amphitheater this Friday night with Skynyrd. God, you guys, 35 plus years, 40 years.
Oh, yeah, 35 years as Tesla, but Brian Wheat, the bass player, and myself started this band 40 years ago in 1981.
Yeah. Yeah, 40, and you guys are survivors. So this is maybe a tough question. It's tough to narrow it down, but before we wrap it, what's the number one career highlight for you with Tesla?
Well, right now, I'm going to say it was last night's show at Red Rocks with Lynyrd Skynyrd. And,
nice.
And then, you know, going back to the early days, opening for David Lee Roth, and, you know, getting to meet my hero, Eddie Van Halen, backstage, that was a career highlight, you know. And Texas Jam in front of 90,000 people in 1987, opening for Boston and Aerosmith, that would have to be at the top of the list as well.
Love it. Let's get real tour. Get your tickets at livenation.com. Tickets and VIP packages are available Friday. Big show.
Yes. Irvine Plaza there, what is it called? Five Points Amphitheater?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Tesla. Come on out and rock out with us October 1st.
Really good talking to you, Frank. Thanks for checking in.
All right, Marcy. Hey, and thanks for spinning Cold Blue Steel, man. And you know what? I didn't realize that might be holding us back. So when I get home, I'm going to do a radio edit of the word bullshit out of it.
Yeah, you should definitely do that because you can't say shit on the radio.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Hey, safe travels to you. You're the best.
All right, good talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.